Okay, our next presentation is by Ms. Moyib, who is going to tell us about cassava.
Thank you. My name is Moyib Oluwaseyo Kehinde. I'm a post-MSc fellow, post-master's fellow for African Women in Agriculture, Rural Research and Development. I'm also a lecturer and also a researcher. I'll be presenting part of my research work in the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, Ibadan. The title of my research is Genetic Variation of Post-Harvest Physiological Deterioration in a Cassava Germplasm. My supervisors are Dr. Inkubira, Dr. Odunola, and Dr. Alfred Dixon. Sorry for that. The presentation overview, I will be quickly looking into the post-harvest physiological deterioration in cassava, its economic impact, the breeder's perspective, then the strategy used, and the summary and benefits of the study. Cassava manioc espilenta is a starchy staple of the tropical Africa. It is cultivated all over Africa, Asia, and South America. It is a millennial crop because it combines food, feed, fiber, and biofuel traits. And many products which find various end uses are obtained from it. And to the diagram on the right, we can see that all the food that can be obtained from the cassava, we have the bread, we have the starch, and we have confectionaries. But, however, the production advantages of cassava are offset by rapid deterioration of the roots. Most varieties of cassava deteriorate within 24 to 72 hours after harvest, and this is termed physiological deterioration. Although we also have another attack by microbes, and that is termed microbial deterioration, and it's a secondary deterioration. What is post-harvest physiological deterioration? Post-harvest physiological deterioration is a natural perishability of cassava. It is observed as a blue-black coloration at the circumference of the root, and it places serious constraint on the cassava suitability for modern production. It also necessitates immediate processing after harvest. Therefore, it reduces period of marketing with the raw roots. The economic impact of the PPD, it reduces income at all level of market system with number of days. As we can see that the level of farmers, between 2 to 3 days after harvest, they are losing up to 25 to 50% of their income. While after 3 days, more than 3 days after harvest, they are losing up to 70%. And we can see for the country buyer, 80 to 90, wholesaler 75 to 90, and retailer 50%, which is also a loss. Then the PPD reduces the economic power of cassava growers, of which women are up to 60% in Africa, meaning that it reduces the livelihood of resource poor women in Africa. And that's why I try to look into the PPD so as to help my co-women in Africa. What are the breeder perspective of PPD? Breeders don't really attach so much importance to PPD. Why? Because the fuel is not a problem, because periodic affairs can be done by the village societies. And therefore, we can also locate processing units close to the farms. And PPD is correlated to dry matter, and breeders are interested in high dry matter content in the roots. PPD is also correlated to beta carotene because it's a value addition to the food. Then, breeders are afraid of the heterozygous nature of cassava because it is difficult to breed for PPD. Then PPD as a problem can be managed according to the breeders, and which resulted into reduced grant and reduced experimentation in PPD. From our own perspective, PPD is a task. It's important. Why? Because periodic harvesting is not ideal for commercial purposes. And besides food, villagers need more than food. They need good education. They need to train their children. They need house, and they need good health. Therefore, they have to go commercial. Then unaffected roots, keeping our roots under the ground for so long, tends to deteriorate, it tends to rot, and also lose touch with time. However, losses by PPD can be reduced by knowing the PPD status of your genotype before planting by channeling into the other uses apart from food. So breed for different varieties for different end diseases. For greater use of cassava, PPD needs more attention. Therefore, know the PPD status of your cassava germplasm today. Our research questions are, is there variation in reaction to PPD among cassava genotypes? Is there variation in deterioration as part of the root? What is the distribution of PPD among cassava germplasm of ISCA at Ibadan? The strategy used. Genetic gain collection of cassava at ISCA Ibadan were assessed for PPD, and the germplasm contains about 620 genotypes. But we assess 565 genotypes because we don't have enough roots in some of the genotypes. The design used was complete randomized block in two replicates, and we used 36 plants in 6 plots using 1x1 meter spacing. Data collection. We harvested our cassava 12 months after planting, and we selected 8 roots from inner 16 plants to avoid side effects. Then we evaluated PPD at 2, 4, 6, and 8 days after harvest. How do we measure PPD? We measured our PPD by selecting a healthy root with no wound and with intact ends. Then we cut the root into 3 parts, the proximal, middle, and distal. Then we quantify striking at the circumference, by observing the striking at the circumference of the root. Then we use simple arithmetic to estimate PPD and determine rates of deterioration. Then we use SAS for precision measurements, then analysis of variance, and rank some grouping of our genotype into different reactions to PPD. Then how do we quantify the strike? If there is no strike at the circumference of the root, we score it 0/4. Then if it is covered up to a radius, then we evaluate as 1/4, which is 0.25. Then if it is covered up to a diameter, then it's 2/4, which is 1/2. Then it covers the diameter and a radius, then it's 3/4, 0.75. And it covers the whole circumference, then it's 4/4, which is 1. Estimation of the PPD. So we average the PPD like the streak at the proximal, middle, and tail. We average it as average streak, and we multiply it by 100 to get our PPD value for a particular root. Then the rate of deterioration. We determine the rate of deterioration PPD per day by taking the summation of the PPD at various days after harvest and over the summation of the various days. That is PPD at day 2 times 2 plus PPD at day 4 times 4 plus PPD at day 6 times 6 plus PPD at day 8 times 8. But then we divide it by 2 plus 4 plus 6 and 8 of the days. That is the rate of deterioration. Then our results. The first research question is, is there variation in reaction of PPD among the cassava genotype? Using ANOVA, we are able to, ANOVA shows that genotype differ significantly for PPD with a mean of 18.4, CV107.5. And it also differs for rates of deterioration, PPD per day, with a mean of 21.8 and CV of 102.0. PPD and day increases with, APPD and rate of deterioration increases with days. Then this is the visualization of what really happened along the day. We can see that at day, there is increase with PPD along the days from day 2, 4, 6, and 8. And the relationship between the PPD and days is showing us Y, which is equal to 0.073X. Then this is explained. This variation that we are looking at, the estimation, is being explained by 98%. Then the another question is variation of what is the is there variation of PPD at part? The two ends, that is the proximal and distal ends, deteriorate faster than the middle but there was no significant difference in their PPD. Though the joint faster was no significant difference, it's not significant. So that is for both the PPD and the rate of PPD. Therefore, the implication is that the percentage deterioration at either of the head, either the proximal or distal, can be used as a representative of the deterioration of that particular root. So you don't need to go to cut the head into three parts and say just cut either of the heads, it represents the PPD of that particular root. So this is the visual representation of what we observed at the part. So there is increasing along the days, as I've mentioned, and all this increase, and we can see that this is the proximal in the light blue, and this is the distal end, and the middle is always lower than the two ends. It can be seen, and this is what I mean by proximal is the proximity to the origin. So this is the proximal, the middle, and the distal. Though what we observe here is not significant at level of 0.5. So this is the rate of PPD per day at PAT. At proximal we have 22, which reduced at the middle and increased again to 22.7 at the distal end. I have said earlier, it is the differences we observed here is not significant. Then the third research question is distribution of PPD among cassava genotypes. What we use ratsome analysis in SAS to distribute our genotype into different classes in response to PPD. And it was discovered that there is no genotype among the that has absolute PPD per day at 100 PPD. That is no genotype deteriorate at the rate of 100%. At particular day is 100% deterioration. No. Then the variation of the PPD per day range from 0.1 to 91.7, with a mean of 21.8 PPD per day. So the Raxon was able to categorize the 565 cassava genotype into 9 classes based on PPD, on mean of PPD per day. So this is what we have. We have the 9 classes, or 9 classes in response to PPD. We have the non-deteriorating genotypes, and the PPD rates range from 0 to 0, and we have about 14% of the whole cassava genotypes that belong to this class. Then we have this middle class that we named normal deteriorating genotypes. So only other clones that are above the normal deteriorating genotypes are slow deteriorators, while any other ones that fall below the normal deteriorating class are faster deteriorators. So our normal deteriorators, we are having about 20% of them. While we also have extra fast deteriorators, super deteriorators, and extra super deteriorators. And these are the proportion of the genotype in each category. Distribution of PPD. This is the visual representation of distribution of the PPD. This is the normal deteriorators that we are talking about that have a mean of 21.8. So any other groups at the left-hand side are the slow deteriorators. And we have in total 272 genotypes that belong to this class. And at the right hand of the normal deteriorators, we have the fast deteriorators, of which we have 478 genotypes in this category. And from here we can see that the fast deteriorators are lower in number to the slow deteriorators. The summary of the study: there was high variation of PPD among the genotypes within days. The rate of the deterioration increases with number of days after assess. Deterioration was insignificant among the part. About 50% of IHC cassava germplasm are slow deteriorators. Generally, the high-tech cassava germplasm are moderately susceptible to PPD. The benefits of the study: we are able to identify the status of the high-tech cassava germplasm, PPD status of high-tech cassava germplasm. Then the slow deteriorating genotypes are beneficiary for commercial purpose. Then the fast deteriorators can also be used for fermented foods. Sorry. In conclusion, there is no cassava genotype that is bad for PPD. Is it that you categorize them into two: the slow deteriorators and the fast deteriorators. The fast deteriorators are good for production of fermented foods. Why these low declarators are good for commercial purposes. So we don't need to throw away our cassava because it is fast deteriorating genotype. They are still good. So all you need to know the PPD status and know where to channel them for their end use. Then I try to acknowledge the IITA Ibadan for funding the research work. I also acknowledge the USAID, the United States Agency for International Development, for sponsoring by coming to the conference. Thank you.